The Old Testament reading and the reading for our consideration for the sermon this evening is from Isaiah chapter 52 and 53, beginning with the 13th verse of chapter 52. "Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were as astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind, so shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told, they see, and that which they have not heard, they understand. Who has believed what they heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up like before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors." Here ends the reading. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Silence. Complete and utter silence. It allows for a few things. It allows us to hear the things we may not otherwise hear, whether an air conditioner or perhaps the fans going above us. It also allows us to get uncomfortable. It is often when we are silent that our consciences get the chance to tell us about sins that we have committed or things that we should have done and left omitted. In our Old Testament text from Isaiah, God tells us through the prophet Isaiah that his servant shall act wisely. Silence can be a mark of wisdom, not only for Jesus as his servant, but also for us. If you consider your relationships with other people, whether marriage or working relationship or with your children or any relationship that you have with other people, if you are never silent, this communication work? If you are the only one ever talking, does it work? Part of communication is speaking, to be sure, but the other part of it is listening, which requires silence. Have you been perfect in listening to the thoughts and desires of your neighbors? While you and I are not perfect at doing this, Jesus was and is. Yet despite his perfection in listening, Jesus was so marred beyond human semblance and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. In his trials before Pilate, Pilate handed him over to be flogged and beaten even before he would bear the cross. Not only that, the guards and the soldiers mocked him, spit on him, and struck him with their hands. These are the things which have been passed down to us over the years that we might believe, unlike the kings who shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which will not have been told them, they shall see, and that which they will not have heard, they will understand. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who, if not to you and to me, dear brothers and sisters in Christ? Jesus grew up like any of us, growing from a child into adulthood. Yet he had no form or majesty that we should look at him any differently than any of our other neighbors. He had his growing pains, and especially the sorrows he suffered Monday, Thursday to Good Friday. The suffering and regret of his disciples abandoning him. Peter denying him. The soldiers beating him and mocking him. The ones that he had taught in the synagogues, denying him and bearing false witness against him. And even Pilate giving him over to death, a sentence of condemnation, even though he had found no guilt in him. Some of you can relate to some of these things. Some of you know what it is to have been punished for something that you did not do, or punished for something that another did. But for those times you did deserve punishment, Jesus actually bore what you really deserved, eternal punishment in hell for all of eternity, an eternity of suffering. There are honestly times when bad things happen to us for faults that are not our own, but far more often we can relate to the criminal next to Jesus. Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus had no reason to be silent before Pilate or Herod. Yet he did not speak up in defense of himself. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Although his sentence was unjust, the people around him did not speak up. Whether it was out of fear or disappointment or any other reason. We esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. So he was wounded for transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. But we can't point the finger at those who were alive at that time and say, that was them. God tells us today through the prophet Isaiah that all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. That statement of judgment ought to cause all of us to shut our mouths and be silent. God tells us that your sin, your going your own way, put Jesus, the righteous, perfect Son of God, to death. And while our old sinful natures want to scream out in protest, Jesus remained silent, despite receiving your punishment in your place. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who consider that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people? Jesus' own generation did not consider these things. And had we not received God's word, we would not have considered them either. You are God's people now, but only by the bleeding and death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. It was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my, that is God's servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Because Jesus remained silent before Pilate and Herod, he received the sentence of condemnation in your place, and God has received his sacrifice in your place, and has chosen to divide the portion among the many who would come to faith in these words, and in the faith in Jesus, his life, his death, his resurrection. Because he has poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors, he makes intercession for the transgressors. Jesus, the perfect Son of God, who suffered and died in your place on this night, years ago, is interceding for you at the very throne of God. God listens with perfect silence to his Son's pleas for our salvation. Not because you or I deserved it, but because Jesus has earned it. In Jesus' name, amen.